A federal government frontbencher is calling on state governments to change long-standing laws to allow farmers to ban coal seam gas companies from entering their land. National Senator Fiona Nash made the call on Q&A last night during an emotional debate on the CSG issue, sparked by a question from the daughter of a Queensland farmer who took his own life after battling against the industry. Political reporter Tom Eagledon has more.
68-year-old farmer and anti-coal seam gas crusader George Bender was laid to rest at the weekend in Queensland's Darling Downs. Q&A was broadcast last night from the region's main centre, Toowoomba, and Mr Bender's daughter was called on to ask a question from the audience.
On Saturday, we buried my father after struggling for 10 years against the CSG industry and Link Energy. So when? When will farmers be given the right to say no to the CSG companies from coming onto their land? When?
The opposition's agriculture spokesman, Joel Fitzgibbon, answered first and was the first to feel the level of local anger on the issue.
I'm not avoiding the question, but it's a state-based issue. I'm sorry,
I think that's a cop-out.
Well, you didn't let me finish.
The member for Hunter in the coal-rich Hunter Valley in New South Wales said he'd seen conflicts between resources industries and farming firsthand, but he added it'd be unwise to change existing laws which give miners the right to explore underground resources.
My short answer is, if you like, that aspect of it, in my view, to be honest, is not going to change anytime soon because the extraction of those resources are too significant to the national economy. I think that's the honest answer.
Assistant Health Minister and prominent National Senator Fiona Nash disagreed.
The answer's simple. Farmers should be able to say no, and state governments should change whatever needs to be changed so that they can say no.
But that's not your party's policy.
That is not the Coalition's position on coal seam gas, as Mr Fitzgibbon pointed out to Senator Nash.
Now, Joel, sometimes you have different views to your party. We don't have a definitive view around this because it is a state issue, but I'm giving you my very clear view. That's what it should be.
Agriculture Minister and Deputy Nationals Leader Barnaby Joyce defended Senator Nash on Radio National earlier this morning.
It's been expressed by both Tony Abbott and Ian Fallon in the past, the farmer should have the right to say no. But of course, it's an easy thing to say at a federal level because it doesn't fall under our jurisdiction.
Queensland Resources Minister Anthony Lynham refused AM's request for an interview. His office cited the recent death of Mr Bender and said it wasn't the right time.
Tom Eagledon with that report.